Okay, so I'm at the Lambeth Labour election hustings to elect a new leader, or to discuss a new leader for the Labour Party. Very, very kindly got some time with Ed Balls. So we were speaking, Ed, you were speaking a lot about co-ops, which are quite passionate for your particular cause. What's your own involvement, please, with co-ops?
Well, this was a Labour and Cooperative Party hustings, and I'm the first ever Cooperative Party MP to be a candidate in a Labour leadership election. Never happened before. I'm one of a group of 25 or 30 Labour MPs who are also Cooperative MPs. I was the third Cooperative MP ever to be a Cabinet Minister, Alan Michael before him, and there was also a guy straight after the Second World War. And I did a huge amount in the Treasury and then in my department around cooperative schools, around changing the law to make it easier for cooperatives in financial services to run. And it's very much part of my politics, partly from the point of view of sort of organisation, where I'm sponsored by the co-op MP, and but also because of values. In my constituency, if something goes wrong, the Cooperative Party calls you in and says, what's happened? They are sort of the conscience of the Labour and Cooperative Party locally, so it's deep in me, being a co-operator.
And it's also very personal right here in Lambeth. The cuts we know are coming from the budget last week, and the response seems to be from the Labour Party in Lambeth, is to float the idea of having a cooperative council, which has created much interest. Do you think a co-op council is a solution to try and manage cuts locally?
If I'm honest with you, no. I'm totally in favour of the work Steve's doing to be a cooperative council. And I think cooperation and those principles, whether you're talking about SureStar or out-of-hours GP services, as well as in the economy, can make a real difference. But I think it makes a difference in terms of getting services which are more responsive to local needs, more innovative. But I don't think it's a way to save money, to be honest. And I think,
do you think the Labour here are actually putting up this co-op as the idea to try and save money?
I don't think, if there are ways to save money, that'll be good. But I think probably cutting corners is not what being a cooperative council is about. It's actually about having services which are more responsive to the public. I think probably the one thing which is right is that if we, through collective action and through cooperation, take the fight to the Tories and oppose the cuts, that may help us and strengthen us. So I think this is a good time to be a cooperative council, because it means we can show we're responsive to local needs and also use it for our campaigning. But does being a cooperator save money in public services? I'm not sure if it will. I think it might actually, encourage us to spend some more money in better ways for local people.
So your kind of vision, really, of whole cooperation and politics is more about local people being involved rather than, say, having this power that's being devalued. Because what's been a criticism here is we've got the Citizens Commission that's been set up by Councillor Reid. Sadly, the Citizens Commission is made up of just three Labour councillors. There's zero citizens upon it. So it's not been seen locally as like a great start.
Well, for me, cooperation and the Cooperative Party, first of all, it's about driving social justice through everything you do. Secondly, it's about saying that local organisation and engagement often gives you better innovation, new ideas, and that sort of principle of mutual collaboration could lead to better outcomes. It makes it easier to put the public interest first rather than a private or profit interest. And so these are all really powerful things which can apply in public services and running of financial services. It's no surprise to me that the cooperative financial services came out strongly in the downturn, because they weren't going mad trying to make profit, they were trying to serve the public. And if you're going to be a cooperative council, you've got to be listening, you've got to be engaged, you've got to be local, you've got to be innovative. You may need to trust people to take a few risks every now and then, but it's not about undermining the quality of public services or terms and conditions of public workers. I think it's the opposite of that. And David Cameron may think it's a way of making cuts. I think it's a way of making decent, fairer and more responsive services.
And one final question, if that's okay. Can we please just try and put to bed the difference between a cooperative council and Cameron's big society?
Well, look, if we on the stage had got away with saying that's a two-minute answer, then doing 3.5 minutes, then we'd have been in trouble. But I'm going to let you get away with it, because you're in charge of your blog rather than me. Cameron's big society is a con. What he's saying is, let's get government away, out of the way, and leave social justice to individuals and charities. And if you're lucky enough to live in a place where there's the money and the wherewithal and the local organisation to deliver a service instead of government, well, that's great. But in many parts of the country where that infrastructure won't be, and where there won't be rich people to donate, you end up with a second-class service or no service at all. Voluntary organisations and mutuals always say to me, we can deliver this more effectively in partnership with government, but not as an alternative to government. David Cameron's Big Society is anti-society and anti-government. It's anti the principles of the cooperative movement, and any decent cooperator would have no trouble with it whatsoever.
OK, well, Ed Balls, that's been very, very kind. Thank you for coming to Brixton. Thank you for speaking to us. It's been most fascinating this evening.
Thank you very much.